Art-loving homeschoolers, unite! If you've been looking for a place where you can find fun ideas for your homeschool art and introduce your kids to the amazing world of art history, you found it. Grab your coffee and join me, Lotus Stewart, a homeschooling mom of two creative teenagers and the founder of Art History Kids. This is the Homeschool Art Revolution podcast, where each week we'll explore simple yet powerful ideas that will help you to nurture your child's creativity and self-expression. I'm so delighted you're here. Let's dive into this week's chat. Welcome back to the Homeschool Art Revolution podcast. Today, we are trying something new and really exciting and fun. So I am here with my daughter, Nina.
Hi.
She's 13 years old, and we had this idea last week while we were in the car coming home from grocery shopping that wouldn't it be fun to record podcast episodes together so that we could represent the mom slash teacher point of view and also the kid slash student point of view. So we have these really fun art conversations in the car usually, or sometimes at dinner time, just random times throughout our day and our week. But it never starts out as we're, you know, intentionally talking about art. It just kind of comes up in conversation. We're talking about something and then the topic kind of switches over to how art relates to that idea. And something that I thought would be really fun for us to talk about today is the power of abstract art, because this can apply to so many different areas of our lives, not just in art or art class or art lessons, but in general. And so I thought it would be really fun to talk about the power of abstract art. I feel like so many times abstract art is kind of the misunderstood category of art or section of art. What do you think, Nina? When I say abstract art, what comes to mind for you? Or what pops into your head? Or what kind of feelings do you have about abstract art?
So whenever I think of abstract art, I usually think of like a big 3D sculpture with like weird shapes. And I feel like the cool thing about abstract art is anyone can interpret it like any way, like if they had like a feeling about that color in the past or the shape reminds them of something. I love how like they don't just hand it to you like in medieval art, like that's a rich person that got their portrait done. It's like you can interpret it any way you want. So that's what I think about when I think of abstract art.
Yeah, I love that. I love how abstract art does give us the opportunity to see whatever story we want to see. So of course the artist had some kind of an intention behind their reason for creating the art the way that they did. And it's always interesting to hear about that. But it is so fascinating to kind of especially explore abstract art together with other people and see how differently each person's interpretation is. I think that looking at abstract art together is really, really fun, and also creating abstract art, especially for kids and really especially for perfectionist kids. Abstract art is so liberating and so freeing because there is no right way or wrong way to do it. And it's all experimental. The technique is usually experimental. It really allows you to be in the moment and to explore unexpected destinations. So maybe like with science or with math or with literature, sometimes we know exactly where we're going to end up when we start down a certain path of study. But with abstract art, it could really go anywhere. And it's like you said, we all bring to it our own background, our lens of how we see the world. There's this one quote that Jackson Pollock said, and he's a really amazing abstract artist. If you ever have a chance to see his art in person, definitely try to see it. But he said, energy and motion made visible. This is what abstract art was to him. Energy and motion made visible. Memories arrested in space. So it's kind of like kids are so kinesthetic, and you're a dancer. So yeah. Of course you're really kinesthetic. Mm-hmm. Do you find that when you are making abstract art that you're kind of bringing that idea about energy and motion into the art more than when you're maybe sitting down to create art that's more representational?
Well, usually when I'm making art, I have a couple minutes to think about what I'm doing. So the difference with dance and with painting art, it's like with dance, you only have like 30 seconds to come up with what you want. So I usually think of like an idea that I want to go with. Like one of my teachers says that you need to think of a story, and how to bring more emotion into art is to think like you're like in a story that you need to portray that character in it. So sometimes I think of that. And with a painting, I usually more go with like a feeling that I want to like be in the art. And the art isn't really like the art, but it's the feeling that I felt when I wanted to make the art. So is that what you were asking?
Yeah, I love that. And I think it really comes through too, even if before you know the story behind the art or the artist's intention, as a viewer of abstract art, so many times that feeling comes across. It comes across in a really kind of intuitive way almost.
Yeah.
And so it's like the use of color, the motion, all these things that go into creating a painting, or like you said, in sculpture, it's there are really amazing abstract sculptures as well.
Yeah.
But you can see so many things in it and feel from the artists what they were maybe experiencing or what maybe they were trying to portray or express in their art. Mm-hmm. I have this other quote I wanted to read, Arshil Gorky, who's another amazing abstract artist. And he said, "Abstraction allows man to see with his mind what he cannot see physically with his eyes. Abstract art enables the artist to perceive beyond the tangible, to extract the infinite out of the finite. It is the emancipation of the mind. It is an exploration into unknown areas." And so when you hear that quote, what do you think about kind of like freeing your mind and exploring the unknown? Do you feel those things when you create abstract art?
Yeah. So when I usually create art, I kind of feel like I have a really big idea in my head about what I want. And then it almost never turns out how I expect it to. And sometimes, like, I don't like it. And then sometimes I like it better than my original idea. And I feel like with abstract art, sometimes you feel like you unlock new memories that you forgot that you actually had in the first place. So sometimes I feel that way when I look at art.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace, because I feel like so many times we all feel the need to understand something or organize something. Or I think that's when people say that they don't like abstract art or they don't understand abstract art. They're trying to relate to it in a way when it's not really meant to be related to that way. But what you just said about unlocking memories, it allows you to just really be in the moment, tap into your intuition, use that as your method of making art, and let that kind of flow through and see where it'll take you. It becomes an adventure, or like Arshil Gorky said, an exploration into unknown areas. You can just see where it leads, and it's kind of exciting because you don't know the final destination.
Yeah.
I think of Helen Frankenthaler and her soak stain technique, and how the art, the paint just has a life of its own. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's unexpected. Sometimes it's, you know, she has this amazing quote about she'd rather risk an ugly surprise than rely on things that she knows she can do. So she's willing to let the paint do what it wants to with her soak stain technique and just kind of flow and see, and then, you know, turn that into art or abandon it and try something different. So it is a really good way to practice growth mindset too, because you don't have total control over it. And when we look at it, we can't fully understand it. And that's okay. That's part of the beauty of this kind of art.
Yeah.
So do you have any other ideas that you wanted to share about when you've ever seen abstract art in person, or when you've been creating art? When do you choose to make abstract art, you know, versus something that's more representational, or just the impact of abstract art in general, how it's maybe helped you as a dancer or as a writer or the other things that you're interested in?
Yeah, so I feel like whenever I'm making abstract art opposed to making like portraits of people, I feel like the abstract art always turns out more completed. Like, I feel like I like it more because it's more not in my control than it is, because it just like turns out and it just like tells me what it is without me being like, you have to be this, eye color has to be that color. when it's like a portrait. So I feel like abstract art is better for like a perfectionist like me, because it just is, and it doesn't have to be like perfect, because it's not, and it doesn't have to be. And with the portraits of people that I do, I always have like such a big idea in my head about what I want it to be, and it never turns out how I want it to, which isn't necessarily bad, but it is for me, and that makes me feel like abstract art is better for someone like me.
Yeah, or just a nice break, a nice change of pace sometimes to go back and forth. And I know that that's just, I think that's just part of the nature of being an artist. There are so many artists. I think of how Monet and Matisse, they would all compare themselves to other people and not like the way that their art was turning out. And now here we are years later looking at it and thinking that it's brilliant and we wouldn't change a thing. But to them, you know, Monet would throw his paintings into the water, and Matisse said that he always wished that he painted like everyone else. And we can't imagine that now, but I think that's just maybe part of the temperament of being an artist.
Yes.
Is wanting, seeing this this image in your mind and then translating it onto the canvas is tricky. And so with abstract art, like you said, it is a little bit out of your control, so you can let go of that need to control it.
Yeah.
But I always think it's funny when people see abstract art and they say like, oh, my kids could do that. And it's like, yeah, of course your kids could do that. Any kid could do any kind of art. And that's the beauty of it. And I think that's why another reason why abstract art is so attractive to kids, because they can look at that in the art museum and think to themselves, that looks a lot like the art that I can create at home. Like they relate to it, and they might not yet have the big ideas behind it, like the abstract artists that we explore in abstract expressionism and other abstract art movements, but it's the beginning, and it's that kind of exploration and that embracing of being in the moment and letting the ideas flow through you as an artist and using them in your art, not trying to create something from your imagination necessarily, but creating it from a place of feeling. So what would you say to, what would be a fun thing for kids to do who wanted to explore abstract art, who maybe haven't done much of it or are just getting started with abstract art? Just maybe get out your paints. You don't even have to be limited to paints. You could use multimedia. You could add in all different kinds of art supplies. You could do a sculpture, like you said. What do you think is a good way for kids to take these ideas, or parents to take these ideas and invite their kids to try something in the realm of abstract art?
I would say whenever I feel like I need to be creative, or I need to be in like a better mood, or be inspired to do art, I always listen to music and music that I love that usually inspires me. And that usually gives me an idea for something that I want to do with my art. And I usually just get really inspired by the things around me. Like maybe there's a bird chirping in the background, so I add something that reminds me of that in the painting or the abstract art. So yeah, I just listen to music and stuff to get inspired.
I love that. And that is a perfect connection to another abstract artist, Kandinsky, who some people say is the first abstract artist. There's a little bit of debate about who was first, but he is one of the first for sure. And he was an artist who had synesthesia, so he could hear colors. He had his senses mixed a little bit, cross-wired in his brain. And he talked about, he has this quote that he says, "Form itself, even if completely abstract, has its own inner sound." So we can listen to our own inner voice. We can listen to music. We can listen to the sounds of nature, and we can let that guide us and inspire us and just spark the initial ideas of creativity that we can infuse into our abstract art explorations. So if you create any abstract art and would like to share it, we cannot wait to see it on social media. You can post it on Instagram and tag us at Art History Kids, or come over and join the free Facebook group that we have. And I cannot wait to see what your kids will create. I hope that this will be a fun, kind of effortless way. We sometimes tend to think that we have to get everything all planned out and lined up to do art with our kids. And it doesn't need to be so premeditated and so well organized. We can just pull out a few paints or colored pencils if you don't want to clean anything up. You can pull out anything that you have accessible to you and just say, let's just be creative for 15, 20 minutes, whatever time you have, and have it just be really free of expectations or outcomes and see where it leads. So yeah, I can't wait to see the art you create. Do you have any final thoughts as we're signing off?
Well, I do remember this one time when we were driving in the car together, and then I asked you, so I realized that all artists seem to like not like their art or like be very like criticizing towards their art. And I'm like, what will artists think that? Does that mean like they're all like perfectionists? And she's like, yeah, that's just what happens with artists. They're just like perfectionists. And that's why they like art so much. Is that what you said?
I don't remember if I said that exactly, but I do remember that you noticed that about artists never being quite satisfied with their art or always wishing they could do something different or better in their mind. And I do think that that's just part of the visionary archetype, or people who are drawn to art or who that is their passion. They have this big picture in their mind and they do want it to turn out in their own version of being perfect, whatever that means to them. Yeah. And perfectionism is something that is different for everyone. But yeah, I think that when there is a creative type person, you just have this vision. And when you can't express it fully to the same magnitude of what you see in your mind, it is hard. So I think that definitely switching, if you've been doing representational art, working on, you know, how to draw things realistically or even how to draw things in a certain style or paint in a certain style, switching over to abstract art can be really liberating and freeing and kind of unlock some parts of your creativity that will help you even when you go back away from abstract art back to the representational things. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me on this podcast episode today,
Nina.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
And we have some future ideas for other topics to kind of explore the kid side of it and the grown-up side of it as we talk about different art ideas and how you can infuse these into your lifestyle. And it's not about getting it perfect. There's no such thing as perfectionism when we don't need to be perfect. We just need to do one tiny little thing at a time and see where it leads. And it always leads to amazing and unexpected and fun outcomes. So thank you for joining us today. And we will be back with another episode soon. And remember to tag us when you share your art so that we can cheer on the artists in your house. So we'll see you next time. And until then, stay inspired.
Bye.